CDC's IPC assessment tool for acute care. Community health departments use the CDC's ICR tools in their audits of healthcare facilities. These audits assess the facility's overall IPC program capabilities. Facility staff are encouraged to familiarize themselves with these tools in advance of such a visit. One tool is the CDC's IPC assessment tool for acute care facilities. There are similar tools for LTC facilities, outpatient settings, and dialysis centers. This tool is made up of the following sections. The domains for IPC gap assessment are shown for one section. Facility demographics uniquely identify the facility and its type, plus the reason for the assessment, outbreak, input from a relevant agency, etc. IPC program and IPC infrastructure, including checklists for fiscal and human resources support, IP training/qualifications, an annual IPC risk assessment, written IPC policies and procedures, available current and based on evidence-based guidelines and education, IPC training, competency, and implementation of policies and procedures, HH, PPE, prevention of catheter-associated urinary tract infections, CAUTI-S, prevention of central line-associated bloodstream infections, CLABSI-S, prevention of ventilator-associated events, VAEs, injection safety, prevention of surgical site infections, SSIs, prevention of C. difficile infections, CDIs, environmental cleaning, device reprocessing. Systems to detect, prevent, and respond to HAIs and EMDR-OS, including checklists for early detection at point of entry, during stay, for interfacility transfers/communications, and incidence rates. IPC guidelines and other resources that can be used for IPC. IPC training, competency, and implementation of policies and procedures. Each checklist item listed below should have a way to indicate whether or not the assessment was done, as well as space to note areas for improvement. Some important things to assess include HH. Is alcohol-based hand sanitizer, ABHS, preferred over hand washing, with certain exceptions? Is HH competency validation performed at higher and annually? Are HH audits performed? Is feedback given to staff? Are HH supplies adequately maintained? PPE. Is PPE training given to staff at higher and annually? Are PPE audits performed? Is feedback given to staff? Are PPE supplies adequately maintained? Is respirator fit testing regularly performed? Prevention of CAUTI-S. Are there CAUTI prevention champions? Is there a competency-based training program for urinary catheter insertion and maintenance, each with routine audits and feedback, plus hospital monitoring of CAUTI data with feedback given to frontline HCP? Prevention of CLABSI-S, similar to CAUTI-S but for CLABSI-S, prevention of VAEs. Are there VAE prevention champions? Is competency-based training given to staff on hire and annually with audits and feedback? Are daily needs assessed? Are there daily spontaneous breathing trials? Is there an oral hygiene program? Is VAE data monitored and feedback given to frontline HCP? Injection safety. Is there an injection safety policy for needle use, finger stick protocols, and point of care testing? Is training for point of care testing given to staff at higher and annually? Are audits performed during point of care testing? Is feedback provided? Are supplies adequately maintained? Are there policies for controlling access to controlled substances? Prevention of SSIs. Is there a program to improve surgical care, the use of prophylactic antibiotics, and adherence to IPC practices for SSI prevention? Are audits performed? Is feedback given to staff? Prevention of CDIs. Are there champions for CDI prevention? Are routine audits of IPC practices for CDI prevention performed? Is there an antibiotic stewardship program with reduction strategies and monitoring of CDI data, with feedback given to frontline HCP? Environmental cleaning. Is competency-based training given to staff on hire and annually? Is non-critical equipment cleaned and disinfected? Is there a clean unit tagging system? Are products used per manufacturer's instructions? Are audits performed? Is feedback given to staff? Device reprocessing. Is competency-based training given to staff for critical items, surgical instruments, semi-critical items, example, endoscopes, and non-critical items, Example, blood pressure cuffs? Are audits performed? Is feedback given to staff? Are single-use devices reprocessed by an approved entity? Are drying times adhered to? Is appropriate documentation kept?